true. Azor minayin, where's the azor, where's the lav in the Torah? Tamla, the Pasuk in Yitzchess says, in Parash Parak Yitzchess, V'yes zocho lo tishkav mishke ve'isha. Tu'eva he, it's a tu'eva. So lamadnu azor lo sheichev. This is the azor for the one that's doing the action, the man is going in. Azor lo nishkav, and how do we know the other man that's receiving, the one that's lying there? Azor lo nishkav, he's also chayiv misa. Tamla, the Pasuk says, lo yiyya kodesh from Nei Yisrael. And the Yomer Pasuk in Melachim says, "V'gam Kodesh Hoya Boritz." Also, Kol Atzvei V'Seila Asher Horish. And Mashmir there, it's talking about. Rashi says, "Loshin Znus." So, Atzvei V'Sagoyim or Mishkav Zocha Atzvei. It's called Atzvei. Therefore, twice to both of them, or both of them, the one that doesn't, the one that receives it, both is called Atzvei. Asher Horish. Tiber Rabbi Shmuel. This is what Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Vaymer ain't it sorry. Harei Vaymer it says v'yezocha loytishkav mishke ve'isha. That means a man should not live the same way he lived with a lady. And if Kori Bay should read it loytishkav, which the Bach says it means we should read it loytishochev. That's the way you should read this word. So in this word itself, loytishochev, we learn out not only the one that's doing the action, but the one that's receiving it. He's also chayiv. It's nazar and it's chayiv skila. Now behem in the how you know the behem also gets skila. The Tana Rabbanan, Ish Prat Lekotin, says Ish HaShayitin Shechoftoi Bebehema. So Ish always means a godly has to be by mitzvah. Less than that, a kotin is potter. Ish Prat Lekotin. Potter then says HaShayitin Shechoftoi Bebehema. He lives with an animal. Now, as Mashma Ben Gedele Ben Katana, whether the animal is a baby, whether the animal is a big animal, doesn't make a difference. In both cases, Mois Yumas, that you kill him. Who? The animal also. Beskila, you're telling me you stoned the animal. Atoim, you're telling me Beskila, you stoned the animal. Oyein, maybe not. Elabiyakas, with a misa, remember, Torah, maybe different misa. Neemakan again, Taharoigru. See, in the Pasuk says, Taharoigru. The Neemalahalon, Ki Horoi Taharganu. That we have to kill them. That's by Eirin Edachas. By Mesis. That's the Pasuk by Mesis. So, Malahalon, it's just like a Mesis. Get skill on the cause of it to worship over the Zoro. Ma'al Halam by the Mesis is Beskilam, Afkani also Beskilam. So, Lamadnu Oinish L'Sheichev Oinish L'Nishkav. So, first you told me the Oinish, the punishment for the Sheikh of the man that's doing the action. Oinish L'Nishkav, how do we know the one that receives it, he also gets Misa? We have an Azorah so far, but how do we know he deserves Misa, he deserves the punishment? Tamar, the Pasuk says, Kol Sheikhev in Behema Mais Yumas. He says, Kol Sheikhev, anyway. So Neinu Inyan L'Sheichev is not for the one that's doing the action, to Neinu Inyan L'Nishkav. It comes to teach us the one that's receiving it, he's also Chayiv Misa. So true, L'Mad of Nivu Anav Einish. The one, you deserve a Misa punishment, Bein L'Sheichev, Bein L'Nishkav. Whether you live or whether you receive it, in both cases, you're Chayiv Misa. Azor Minayin, where's the Azor if you receive it that is allowed? Tamlo, the Pesach says, Uvechol Behema L'Sitin Shchoftecho. L'Tamabo. So there's a mashma, anywhere you live with an animal, you're chayiv. There's an azora. So, lomadno azora l'sheichev l'nir. This is the azora l'sheichev. That you should not go into the animal. But l'nishkav minahem, if the animal comes into you, how do we know you're also chayiv? Where's the azora for that? L'nishkav, where you're just lying that he comes into you. Tamar, the Pasuk says, l'yiyah kodesh m'vnei Yisrael. V'yayim it's also v'gam kodesh hoya boretz. Tiber Rabbi Shmuel. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Again, from this Gzeres Shavu, learns out it's an azara for Tulevahi, any way you're living with an animal. Or any Mishka Zachi, either way. Right, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein et Sarach, I don't need this. Harayu Emma the Pasuk says, Loi Sitein Shechof Techo, do not live. Loi Sitein Shchif Techo, that means, Loi Sitein Shchif Techo, don't let anybody come into you either. So it means both ways. You should not go into the animal, into the zocher. You should not let him come into you.
Now, the Gemara says, "Habu ala zocher, vehevi ala zocher." Whether you go into the zocher comes into you. Both ways is a mashmois from this pasuk.
Zocher into you. Both ways is a azara yichayv misa. Amar Rav Avua, the divrei Rabbi Shmuel contra Rabbi Shmuel, chayev shtayim. Shnoi should be chayev twice. Chada miloy tishachev.
According to Mishmo, the two separate lavim and the two different sukkim, therefore Yechayiv two chatois if you do it b'shoigik. However, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, ain't a chayiv elo achas, you only be chayiv one, even though you have two types, like the zocher, you bring the zocher upon you and you go into a zoch, you do it both there lemachas, you're only chayiv once. Why? Lo tishkav, lo tishochev, chodi, it's the same posik, from the same posik we dash in both ways, you cannot go into the zoch, the zoch can't come into you, therefore it's only like one chayiv, therefore you're only chayiv one chattis. Another verse says, "Abu ala behemah." If you go into a behemah, and the heavy behemah love you, bring a behemah upon you also. Is amla bavua. The divu Rabbi Shmuel Kontra, Rabbi Shmuel Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Tu Chatos, because they're two separate lavim. Chodim loy sitin shchavtecho, vechodim loy yekodesh. The divu Rabbi Kiva and the Chayiv Lachas, only Chayiv one. Shchavtecho shchivtecho, chodi. It's only one mashmuel. It's only one lav. There's only one chiv chatos.
But if you do both actions, Bevasachas like bechad shegig, you only chayiv one chatos and not two chatos, because there's only one lav. That's not gemini. If you learn it out from two separate psukim, then you by you going into the zoch or the zoch coming into you, or it's the same pasuk. That's gemini. If you do both actions, bechad sheshkoga, with one forgetting, are you chayiv one chatos or you chayiv two chatos? Abaye Roma Abaye says, "Afilu divrei Bishmuel, even kotor Bishmuel." Nami ein chayiv lachas. No, you only chayiv one time, one chatas. Why the chik siv lo yiyah kodesh? That the pasuk says an extra lav of lo yiyah kodesh. That's the gavrik siv. It's only talking about a man. Well, not by the behemah. Rashi says here the chik siv lo yiyah kodesh biznus the gavrik siv. Aval the behemah ain't znus, but by behemah it's not called znus. Could the afinu be a promise? May the etan zayno mechir kelev l'shayach b'loshin kedeshus. Therefore, behind the right turn of tunnel yel liyakodesh l'rab chudimisa avlikra zora lav mihosim. That he learns out from this pasuk of kodesh yia as znus does not apply to a behema. So there's no special lav from here for a behema. Therefore, you only chayiv once, not twice. Elu Rabbi Shmuel azor l'nishkav minole. If so, how do we know if nishkav, if you let the animal come into you, how do we know you're chayiv then? So Gemara says, nafkele, he learns it out, mikol sheichev in behema mois yumas. He says a second time, any person that lives with an animal, and meinu inyan l'sheichev, if you do not need it for that, you're going into the animal, we had a pasuk before about that, is nuinyan l'nishkav. Use it already, if the animal comes into you, you're just lying there, he comes into you, that's the slav. The afkele rachmon l'nishkav b'loshen sheichev. It says lashon of nishkav. It says also mikol sheichev in behema. It says lashon like you're going into him. So b'lashon sheichev to teach us ma sheichev. Just like when you go into the animal, onish v'hizur. There's both there's the chiyaskila and also there's the lav af nishkav. The same when we let the animal come into you, onash there's a chiyaskila v'hizur. Also there's the lav. Yeah. Now hanirvul azocha hanirvul behema. Both ways, whether you let a zocher come into you, or you let an animal come into you, both
ways. What's going to be if you did both these actions? Some Rabbi Huwa, Ledivu Rabbi Kiva, Kod Rabbi Kiva, Chayiv Shtayim, Yichayiv Tuchatois, if you do it Bishoigig. Chodem Leti Shochiv, Chodem Lesitin Shochtecho, two different Limudim, therefore Yichayiv Tuchatois. But the Divu Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to know, and the Chayiv Lachas, you only be Chayiv one time by this Nirva. Why? Idi, both times when you do it through another Zohar, or through an animal, or Leia Kodesh. You learn out from the Pasuk Leia Kodesh, so if it's like only one Lav, you only Chayiv once. Bayram Abaye says no. Filu the Divu Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to know, me Chayiv Shtayim. It has to be Chayiv twice. If you let a zocher come into you and let a behemah come into you, the pasuk says, "Kol sheichev in behemah mois yumas." It's an extra pasuk. So, meinu inyan l'sheichev, we don't need it for sheichev. When you go into the animal, to nuinu l'nishkav, we let the animal come into you. And the after rachmon l'nishkav loshin sheichev, the Torah said loshin of a nishkav when the animal comes into you with loshin of sheichev to teach us ma sheichev, just like when you go into the animal, when you live with the animal, ma sheichev. Onish. For his there's an onish involved and there's an azor involved. I'll tell you, af nishkav, the same thing applies by nishkav also. When you let the animal azor come into you, onish for his there, you have both things on azor and the onish. Avol, but, habo al hazor. But if you live by an animal, but avol, habo al hazor, if you go into another zor, into another man, or else for heavy zor or love, and you bring a man upon you, or else habo al behema, you go into an animal. Say we bring the behemah on you. In such a case, we do both ways by zocher. or else both ways, with both ways of the behemah, then the law would be bein rabavua, both according to rabavua, bein labaya, both according to abaya, to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel shita chayim shalish. So you have three chatois you need this b'shegik. So Rashi explains rabavua bo ala zochom letish tishkev. Hey, vizacholav melayya kodesh. So kids, according to both of them, Yoni Chayiv, three chatois, that's all. Now, for the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, Chayiv Shtayim, Yoni Chayiv twice. Because according to him, there's only two psukim he learned out from, Latishka, both by Behem and by another, it's Yoni Chayiv, two chatois. Tana Rabbanon, not like this. Not that the price like this. Tana Rabbanon, Zohar, by a Zohar, loy also by cotton kagodl. We do not make a cotton like a godl. Behema, but by Behema, also by Ktana kagdela. Where the Behema is a Ktana or kagdela, still the person is chayiv misa. By Shenkin, by cotton, for him you're not chayiv misa. So now, what does this mean? What does the price mean? My loy also by cotton kagodl. What do you mean we do not make a cotton like a godl? Omer Rav, Rav says it means to say loy also we do not make a bias. Pochus mben teishanim. If the boy is less than 9 years old, it's not called a bee at all. Kibben teishanim is not like a boy of 9 years old. Now, even if he would come into a godol, the godol will be potty. It's not chayiv misa because it's not called a bee at all if the boy is less than 9 years old. Or Shmuel Amishmuel says no. It means that yosa bias pochus mben shalashanim kibben shalashanim. If the boy is under bar mitzvah, he's not chayiv misa, even though he's over 9 years old. His bee is called a bee, but since he is potter. Since he's not chayiv misa, who I did the one that he lives with is also potter. So that's a shame in the case where one of them is a zohar, which is 9 years old, is the other one that's a godel chayiv misa not. So the mic in Mithlik was the Machlegistalian. Rav Sav, Rav holds called the Yisiv Shaykhav, Yisiv Benishkav. Because Lesser Beshaykhav, Lesser Benishkav. Anytime one of them is not chayiv misa because he's on the bar mitzvah, so the other one is also not chayiv misa. Shmuel Sav, and now Mishka Beishik Siv. Anyway, as long as you live, Yechayiv. So even with a Ben Tess, it's also called a Biyah. Therefore, Maisa Yechayiv Misa. The God of Lisa is Chayiv Misa. Time to give us the Rav, Zachar, Bet Yishanam Yemechad. Alright, we'll start over again. We'll go with less price. We'll start the next table, start over again. Tell Rabbon. Zachar, it says by a man, Loi also boy cotton like a godel. We did not make a cotton like a godel. Only a godel is chayiv, and not a cotton. We'll soon see what that means. Vashkevei zohar, only a godel, not a cotton. Vashenke and by a behemoth, if you live with an animal, also boy ketanik gdema. Doesn't make a difference how old the animal is, whether it's a day or 5 years old, yechayiv. Now he explains. What do you mean, my loi also boy cotton like a godel? What do you mean that we did not make a cotton like a godel? Some Rav runs like this: Loyosa bias pochos mi ben tisha shonim ke ben tisha shonim. We did not make a bia of less than 9 like a 9-year-old boy. In other words, the law is like this: if a zocher for man goes into another boy, if he's 9 years old, so then the first one is chayiv. Since his bia is called a bia, you're chayiv. The chiddush is: let's say a zocher or godel goes into a cotton that's less than 9 years old. So I would have thought to say, maybe it still is called a beer, you're going into him. That's Rav's Chiddush no Yipata. That since the boy you went into is less than 9 years old, he doesn't have a shame beer. If he would go into you, it would not be called a beer. So when you go into him, you're also potter. Tremendous Chiddush. That's called lo yosa bias tokas ibentesh, kashonim kibentesh shonim. Or Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, in such a case you'd be chayiv. Shmuel Amar just means to say lo yosa bias. It just means that the cotton himself, when he goes into another person, calls the man, he's not bar mitzvah, he'd be potter. He would not be chayiv misa. But the other, here. No, you're right. Shmuel Avgad, lo yosra'et bias pochas mi ben sholoshonim, right, Avgad. Right, kiben sholoshonim, that's all it means. It means according to Shmuel, the opposite. If you go into a cotton, if he's more than 3 years old, then the godel is chayiv. Even though the cotton you're going into is less than 9 years old, so what? As long as the person you're going into is more than 3, then the godel is chayiv. But if the godel, the man, is going into a kid less than 3 years old, then he's potter. So that's the shayla. How old?
So the Maikim Eflagi, what's the Machlok? The Maikim Eflagi, Rav Sovar called the Issa B'Sheichev, means if the Kotel is at least 9 years old, that if he would go into a Godel, his Bia is called a Bia, that the Godel would be Chayiv Misa, is Issa B'Nishkav. If somebody comes into him, the person will also be Chayiv. But Chol the Lester B'Sheichev, any time the boy is less than 9 years old, that his bia going into a godel is not called a bia, is less than benishkav. Now that a godel goes into him, the godel is also potter. That's Rav's svara. That depends on 9 years old. Shmuel Savanah, Shmuel says the chiddush here, that as long as the kid is 3 years old, if a godel comes into him, the godel is chayiv. Why? Mishkavei ishaksiv. And this parasha of Mishkav Zocha, the pasuk ends off and says, Mishkavei isha. That means we give it halacha like an isha. Now by an isha we know when she's 3 years old she's called real abia. Oh, it's good. But we're talking about a zocher.
Right, but it's got to be
right. Since it says next words mishkavei isha, it says by zocher. Rashi says Shmuel saw the mishkavei isha ksid bezocher. Now the isha bas gil mashonim real abia. Once a girl was 3 years old and somebody comes into her, he's chayiv misa if she's married. Or mechayiv shoychva misa. So the Zocha Nishkav Nami Loishana. Shmuel is the same thing. If the kid now, that a godel is coming into the kid, as long as the kid is 3 years old, it's called the Bia, and therefore the godel would be Chayiv Misa. That's the Smakloikas Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Tadi Kavaz Rav, being approved to Rav. It says, Zocha Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamecha, if you have a boy, that's at least 9 years old,